Well, with all the attention on Brazil, you might think things had gone quiet in the other country that's had protests this month. But in fact, Turkey has continued to see rioting, with police using tear gas on protesters in the capital Ankara only yesterday. And as with Brazil, trouble has flared up across the country. Our reporter Paul Moss is in the Black Sea port of Trabzon. Paul.
Yeah, Caroline, I'm right up in the far northeast of Turkey, close to the border with Georgia here, indeed closer to Iran than to Istanbul or Ankara. Turkey's Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan has insisted that the people protesting do not represent Turkey. It's been said that the movement is driven by a minority of cosmopolitan types from the European end of the country. And yet, you come all the way out here and you find that the past 2 weeks of turbulence has brought out deep divisions, with local issues actually helping to amplify the sharp differences between supporters of the government and those opposed to its ruling Islamist party, the AKP.
It doesn't exactly look like the front line in a major cultural battle. The 14th century Hagia Sophia is more famous as a destination for tourists who flock here from all around the world. The Hagia Sophia was originally built as a church. Then the Ottomans turned it into a mosque. Then the Russians invaded and used it to store ammunition. And for the last 50 years, the building has been a museum. But now, the Islamist government here in Turkey is backing plans to turn the Hagia Sophia back into a mosque again. Nedim Çelik is a local resident, a Muslim himself, but part of a large campaign against the planned change. He worries that it's part of a broader attack on the secular character of Turkey.
The decisions change into the mosque, this building. It is very important because the decisions show us the aim of the government to change secularism into the Islamic regime in Turkey. I love the building very much. I spent my childhood in the garden of the building. The decisions won't serve the peace.
There hasn't been much in the way of peace anyway in Turkey recently. Even in this small city, there were protests with thousands marching against the country's ruling Islamist party, the AKP, and its Prime Minister, Tayyip Erdogan. What's really striking is the kind of people you meet in a provincial place like Trabzon who say that they support the protests. I spoke to one woman, an economic consultant to a government agency, so she didn't want to give her name. She described a feeling of elation, even as law and order appeared to break down.
I was really excited for my country, first of all. The government was forcing every item, every rule on our lives. And I saw the people demonstrating on the streets. Finally, we have started to react about something.
To some people, it would be surprising that someone like you would support the occupation of the square and what followed. I mean, let's be honest, you're a respectable businesswoman. You don't look like someone who yourself would get into a situation confronting the police.
Well, actually, it's not surprising because the people on the streets were not only the, you know, students. They were people like me. Even the general manager of a bank was there.
Well, I haven't been able to come up with a bank general manager, but I have brought together a few people who took part in the protests here in Trabzon, and there is at least a commercial lawyer among them. We're in Trabzon's main square, the focus for many of the protests here. Right now, it's a balmy evening with people sitting at outdoor cafes, enjoying a traditional glass of Turkish black tea or Turkish coffee in some cases. This is picture postcard stuff. But the anger of these protesters certainly hasn't gone away.
We against Mr. Erdogan because he thinks that he is master of everything. He says that you will obey our rules, our Islamic rules. Erdogan is a dictator, of course.
AK party just prohibited drinking alcohol after 10 o'clock, and this directly affects the lifestyle of the community. It is like the dominating people.
I come from a country, Britain, where most pubs have to close at 11 o'clock, where alcohol is very heavily taxed. Now, I'm not saying everybody likes that, but people don't usually see it as a reason to go out and occupy the streets.
We have also Islamic parties before, but never we feel the pressure of a party in our lives. The protests are about human rights. They didn't care human rights. They didn't care our laws.
This country, Turkey, has seen a long-running tension between the forces of secularism and more Islamic forces. I mean, you could say it goes right back to the foundation of Turkey after the First World War. Is there anything really new going on here? Are we just seeing the latest stage of an old struggle?
Maybe it was done before, but this is like the period that you live with these social networks indeed, and everybody can affect each other's ideas. The truth is that the economic situation of Turkey goes well. Like, you may find job easier than before indeed. But in today's Turkey, I can say that people are not so much patient maybe.
I got a sense of how well the economy was doing when I visited a local business. The Hekimoğlu foundry sits right on the shores of Turkey's Black Sea. They take in raw pig iron here and turn it into high-spec parts for the European vehicle market. There are axle casings here. There are bits of lorry chassis and giant cogs strewn around. But looming over all of this is the boundless enthusiasm of the company's sales manager. Arman Basha didn't want to talk explicitly about the protests, but he made it clear that, as far as he's concerned, Turkey, and particularly its young people, have essentially never had it so good.
Our business, from our point of view, is in a rising period right now. We are giving more investments from a technology point of view. And the companies right now in Turkey are using the young population. Compared to the old history from Turkey and now, the young people, they have more possibilities right now to do what they want to do.
You sound almost like you're a little jealous of young people in Turkey today compared to how things were when you were a bit younger.
Yes, definitely. My wish is to have everybody, each religion or each kind of people, will be together looking only to the future.
What do you think the chances are at the moment?
The chance at the moment, I think, it's a very difficult question. What do you say? I hope that we will find this possibility.
Arman Bashar of the company Hekimoğlu. The anti-government protests have touch on Turkey's prime minister personally. You hear people saying they don't mind the AKP, it's the party's leader they're fighting. But Tayyip Erdoğan is perhaps more popular in this part of Turkey, not least because his family come from this region, from the province of Rize, just up the road from here. And when I talked to a local representative of the AKP, Murat Alkan, he seemed almost personally affronted at the criticism that's been thrown at his leader.
I don't think that Prime Minister Erdoğan is a dictator. I believe that he tried to give us freedom. In the past, women couldn't enter government places with headscarf. So after Erdoğan came, it's changed. And you can wear like your religion order you.
You see, that's the criticism that people make of your Prime Minister, Mr. Erdoğan, that he's, yes, given maybe some freedoms to people in how they worship Islam. Here in Trabzon, there are plans to change the Hagia Sophia, which was a church, it's now a museum, into a mosque. And for the people campaigning there, it's wrong to change it into a mosque. It was built originally as a church, they say.
In Trabzon, there is a working church. You can go there and you can pray freely. But in Turkey now, the amount of Muslims are more. This area, there are no more Christian. The government not forcing the other religions to believe in Muslim.
Can you see that to the outside world, though, some of the things Mr. Erdoğan said sounded, shall we say, not exactly statesmanlike? He looked at these protests across Turkey and said that these were the results of a foreign conspiracy to bring Turkey down. It did seem like he wasn't prepared to accept that there were Turkish people out there, rightly or wrongly, very angry with the way he was ruling the country.
Why he used this speech? He wants to say that the protesters not my enemy. My enemy is outside of this country. And I think this protest showed the prime minister something, that if you do everything perfect, is not enough. Nearly all of our neighbors have economic crisis, but our country, the economy is very good. So the prime minister will never change the policies. He is governing Turkey very well.
The AKP representative, Murat Alkan, and with that display of defiant loyalty, it's back to you in London, Carolyn.
Paul Moss, thank you very much. Paul Moss reporting there from Turkey.